Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good morning, Brendan Courtney here. I'm sitting in for Oliver for a few days. We have a great show for you this morning. It's Monday the 2nd of December and we're with you till 10. Good morning. As always, please get in touch. Text 51551, email oliver@rte.ie or insta at RTE Radio 1 or me at Brendan Courtney. But we have the WhatsApp on the go as well. 087-032-3232. As I said, I'm in for Oliver. He's out for a few days doing some television comedy business. And you can catch his Callan's Kicks election results special on the podcast today and then on Drive Time at 6:30 this evening on RTE Radio 1. In just a bit, I'm going to be chatting to some incredible people, a singer who is following his dream after overcoming homelessness, addiction and prison. Then I have the Irish woman who won the Pottery Throwdown show on Channel 4. Brilliant if you saw it, it was great. And plus author and sommelier Bridget O'Hara joins me for a chat to tell me all about her new book. First, how was your weekend? It's always nice to catch up on how I had a lovely weekend. I literally took a plunge. I took the plunge and went down solo to the Boatyard Sauna in Wicklow Town, down by the pier. Absolutely stunning. Literally, it's this 23-year-old guy had built it from nothing. It's built from scratch. It seats about 12 people and it's literally looking out into the sea and you jump into the sea. And I met four fascinating women. I never got their names. It's amazing what you say to people in your pants though, isn't it? Like we were telling each other all sorts of things about sea. So the two women were sea swimmers and two of the other women were independent solo travellers. One of them had been to Albania. I'd say, yeah, a young woman on her own in Albania. I was so impressed by solo travellers. It kind of blows me away. But saunas are really becoming part of our culture. We're like the new Norway, aren't we? Because last weekend I was in Sligo, in Ross's Point. I went to the sauna there. I went to see Lyra in Sligo. I did. On the tip of Ross's Point is two saunas called the Hot Box. And it was a really stormy day and you're in a sauna dipping out. It was stunning. I went to one in Stony Batter, the Outcast sauna up in Stony Batter. And they have like two saunas, I think. Yeah, two saunas and then four plunge pools. So they're obviously not near water. And there's apparently a really lovely one in Inchicore called Hot Box. So the women were telling me in the sauna, these are two very experienced sea swimmers and they sauna a lot and they cold dip a lot. And so the theory is, and I kind of have heard this before, but they were sort of telling me anyway, the theory is that when you jump into the cold water, your blood rushes to your organs to protect you. And when you go into the sauna, your blood rushes to your skin. So that movement of the blood, listen to me, Dr. Brendan, that movement of the blood massages your organs gently, apparently. And also, one of the women said that apparently it also helps to drain your lymph system. So it's good. I mean, you just feel so smug after it. You really do. That's why you wear a dry robe, isn't it? So everybody can see how smug you are. I do have a dry robe. I've never worn it yet, though, I'm afraid. Afraid of the judgment. My friends are mean. And then I popped back into Dublin and I went to a couple of the Christmas markets. They're all open. They're all back. The Dublin Castle one is free. The Smithfield one is huge. It has a massive Ferris wheel. And it was really busy and really Christmassy. And they have ice skating as well. Which I'm sure you have to pay for the hire of the ice skates and stuff. Wicklow Town has a cute one on Sundays that I think you have to pay for. Plus Waterville and Waterford City, Winterville and Waterford City. That's a bit of a conundrum. Galway Christmas Market on Eyre Square, Yule Fest in Kilkenny. And I think it's really interesting. They've taken hold now pre-Christmas. They are a real thing in our country because when we were kids, we didn't have Christmas markets. No, we did not. And they're a lovely, lovely, lovely thing. Lots of beaming, smiling faces in a crispy, cold winter night. It was lovely. The queue for the Ferris wheel was too long, so I didn't bother. Now, I had a little look across the papers and I wanted to look everywhere except for elections. So I found this brilliant piece in the Telegraph, a great feature. The headline is "Domestic Bugbears That Can Wreck a Marriage." And it lists things couples do or don't do that can wreck each other's heads. Is there anything your partner does, a person you share with, that irritates you? Tell me. Text 51551. I'd love to hear. So the list, they're all pretty obvious ones though. Okay, division of housework, it goes. He wants a medal for doing the washing up. Putting things away. She leaves her stuff strewn all over the house. Differences in parenting styles. He lets the kids away with murder. These sound like I'm talking to my two friends. Talking and listening. She's always on her phone. That one drives me bananas. You're always on your phone. You're always on your phone. And then you look down. And of course, we're all always on our phones. That's a big problem. Eating and table manners. This one really struck me. People who clear the dishes while you're still eating. That's really rude. I don't want to start your mind thinking about things that irritate you, but people who don't put jars back on the jar shelf in the fridge. Now, I think that's a strange one because I don't have a jar shelf. I haven't named any of my shelves. My shelves are equal opportunity shelves, so I'm not going to discriminate against shelves. But let us know, is there anything in the house? I say the person in control of the house is the person who uses the toilet brush the most. Just saying. Over the weekend as well, have you seen Wicked? I am a huge fan. Huge fan. It goes with the territory, darlings. It's brilliant. Now, we were just chatting about it upstairs and we were saying, you know, it's probably being over-interpreted at the moment and every single detail of it is being analysed. But I have a very personal connection with Wicked the Musical. I actually went to the London, the West End premiere with the absolutely gorgeous Stephen Gately. He invited me and the two of us went. And Stephen was a huge musical fan. Huge. And I'd never seen a person enjoy music so much. He was like a four-year-old of Frozen. He was just so adorable. And it's a really magical memory for me that I cherish. So that the movie was, I was very excited because I knew it was going to be top quality. But it is technically the hit of the year, they're saying, right? And with people going many, many times, I plan to go definitely one more time. But the star of the film, Cynthia Erivo, has made a statement that she doesn't mind if people sing along in the cinema. No. If you've ever lived in the UK, actually, and you go to a concert as an Irish person, naive and young, and you're standing there at a concert chatting to your friend, in general, English people will tell you to be quiet because they're watching. They've come to listen to the music. And I've had it said a couple of times. I'm a bit of a yapper, so I'll be yapping away. But Cynthia Erivo has said it's fine for fans to sing along. Well, William Sitwell... doesn't sit well with William Sitwell. He writes in The Telegraph how he's not fine with it. Oh, no, he's not fine with it at all. He says in The Telegraph, if you want to sing along to Wicked, stay at home. He wrote, I'm swerving the idea of taking the kids to see Wicked, not because I don't fancy the prospect of an immaculate Ariana Grande playing sorceress Glinda, but because of reports that fans are filming themselves. Now, that's the annoying bit. Filming themselves in the cinema, singing along to the soundtrack. According to a film industry executive who spoke to Variety magazine, this week younger viewers have a different relationship with the material. It's all just content to them. Where do you stand on people singing in the cinema? I say no. I think it's rude and it's a bit weird, isn't it? But for me as a fan, and it's only Wicked Part 1, Wicked Part 2, so they've split the actual Broadway show into two movies, which I love, because I just couldn't get enough of it. It's a very long movie, but I loved it again. But for me as a fan, and knowing the music from the musical, I spent the entire movie, as many fans do, waiting for Cynthia to hit the big note. Cynthia plays Elphaba, you know, she's got the green face. She's the Wicked Witch, basically. And in Defying Gravity, she hits a note a cappella, which I've seen her do solo on a few chat shows. But I thought, you know what, let's just take that note. Let's have a listen.
Nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down.
Here she comes. Coming over the hill. There you go, there you go. That'll shake the cobwebs off this morning, wouldn't it? That gives me such tingles, I can't. And if you've been following any of the social media or any of the coverage of it, she insisted on doing all her own stunts and singing live while doing her stunts. So she's singing that live. She didn't record it in a studio. I'm sure she did a backing track. I'm sure she did. But anyway, we don't know. We don't know, but she says she recorded it live. Staying with music, and it's more than likely it's Spotify Wrapped Week. Now, it had to be explained to me today. I'm not going to lie. I can't take credit for this. But it usually comes, I'm reliably informed, the first week after Thanksgiving, so after the sort of 25th, 26th of November. So people have begun to prepare for the arrival of this musical summary. So if you don't know what Spotify Wrapped is, it's pretty much a best of your own Spotify listening. It's a little delivery on your Spotify music app will tell you your most listened to songs in 2024, your favourite albums and the podcasts you stuck with. The Wrapped will also give you some other fun summaries like the number of minutes spent with each podcast, artists you discovered for the first time, and if you're a really dedicated fan of an artist, it'll tell you how dedicated you are compared to other fans, i.e. you're in the top 1% of listeners to that artist. Isn't that amazing? So a lot, apparently some people are embarrassed because then you share out on social media, say, here's my top 10 albums. And I'd say I have the music taste of a 12-year-old girl. I'd say I'm not going to be shamed. There'd be a lot of Kylie, there'd be a bit of Bananarama, a lot of 80s. But I definitely think my most played song of 2024 is Miley Cyrus' Flowers. Let's take it.